Mother Angelica, the founder of EWTN, once said, "Patient in adjusting your time to God's time." Man, that's hard, right? Patience is the ability to adjust our time to God's time. And patience requires trust. And trust in God is hard because there are so many other things and many people who are trying to sell their products, giving us a solution that are more immediately and appealing. If you want to be rich, you call this number. If you want to do this, you buy into this system. And there are so many offers, ideology, and system out there. And to trust in God and His timing is hard. Yet, the things in this world, it's like the stock market. It goes up and down. It's going down right now. My heart is pumping real hard, you know. So, the stock market goes up and down. Just like all the trends and fads in this world, they are ever-changing. Even people's minds are ever-changing. Think about that. We're unsure of what we want. We always think that we know what we want, but we're always chasing after things that just momentarily or temporarily satisfying or pleasurable. Even then, because of that, even with our best intentions, we still end up hurting one another, because especially when we want things our way, our time, our standards, our desires, our demands, our expectations. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of many worldly and social changes, there is only one thing that is consistent. One thing that is constant: God's love for us. God's love for us has always been constant, consistent, ever-present, ever-faithful, and everlasting. Today's gospel reading from St. Luke gives us another perspective into the Beatitudes. This is St. Luke's version of the Beatitudes, as he subdivides them into two different categories. First category is blessedness when we have the attitudes of Christ as his disciples. And the second categories are woes to us when we base our values and our happiness on worldly standards. The irony is that Christ and his standards for us as his disciples are very hard to bear. They require trust and the ability not to be held back by immediate, satisfactory, and appealing desires of material, sentimental, or quantifiable riches or pleasures now. Think about it. No one wants to be poor. No one wants to be hungry. No one wants to weep. No one wants to have people who hate us. Yet, all these things are the ultimate prices and possible consequences that we are willing to bear when we try our best to live by Christ's standards as his disciples. In choosing Christ, we're willing to bear all insults, all hardships, all the irony, all the contradictory, and even the demeaning ways of this world, because we choose Christ. And to live with Christ and to abide by Christ takes a lot of patience. I'm going to share with you my own personal story. About the age of 6.5 to 7 years old, I still remember. During that time, the living condition in Vietnam was not that good. And, you know, by being a young child, I went to swim, and I did not know the real reason why, but I got a really bad ear infection, really bad ones. And I had that infection for months, toward the point that I couldn't hear from my left ear. And I would go to class, and I would always hold my ear like this because it was hurting so much. And this was before the time when teachers were taught sensibility and compassion. I remember one of my teachers, because I was one of the poorest students in the class, she, after class one day, she disciplined me. She slapped me on the ear where it was infected. She said, "Why are you always distracted in my class?" And I felt so ashamed and yet so hurt. And I remember my parents were so poor at that time, yet they tried to save money. And they took me to the hospital once a month so that they can insert some type of injection inside my ear to suck out the pus that I have from the ear infection. And I wanted to go away. And I asked God many, many times for it to go away. And I was about to give up. And I remember my paternal grandmother, she told me, "Go to St. Martin the Porous. Go to St. Martin the Porous and pray for his intercession." So I went to church and I prayed for his intercession. I said, "St. Martin, I need you. My mother, my father, we just don't have enough money to treat me right now. If it's according to God's will, I ask that you pray for me, that I may be healed from this ear infection." I gave up all hope. That's what my last straw. I gave up hope. I thought that I was going to live with a deaf ear for the rest of my life. But for some reason, on the day when I last expected it, it went away. And that's why some of you ask me, "Father, what name did you take when you became a U.S. citizen?" As a matter of fact, even though I don't use that name a lot, my American name is actually Martin. Because I was so grateful for the healing of St. Martin de Porres, who healed me from my ear infection. I tell you that story to tell you that oftentimes we come to God and we expect an answer right away. Even when we're hurting. Even when we need help right away. And oftentimes God's grace and his healing come to us at moments when we're about to give up. At moments when we thought that nothing good can come out of it. But I can tell you this. In my own personal life, I had come to the Lord with many requests. Oftentimes in the past, I have asked him to come through for me as I would like him to be. I have asked him many times to take my trials away, to alleviate the pains of my heart, even the pains of betrayal, or to give me what I asked for. There were many times that I got frustrated because I didn't get what I want, because I thought that he didn't listen to me, or because I did not receive what I wanted. There were many times that he did not take away my crosses, nor the hardships that I had to bear or I was going through. There were times that I had to be in the midst of situations and people that I did not like. Yet, I have learned through all those times and continue to learn in my faith journey that if he leads me to be, he will not abandon me. Over and over and over again, the Lord continued to teach me to trust and to be content with the creative tensions of this world, not to be in control by them, and to learn to find rest and contentment in the midst of the trials. I honestly can tell you, I rarely, rarely get what I want in prayers. Really. Sometimes you think that I am a priest, I'm closer to God, and I get what I want. I rarely, rarely, rarely get what I want in prayer. But I can tell you this. God always gave me the grace that I need to grow and mature in my own faith. Oftentimes, I kick and I scream and I yell in the midst of everything. Of course, you don't see that because I go to my own home and I did all of that. You know? The Lord had taught me, and honestly, I don't like it at all, that I do not need to have things my way to be happy. And the greatest gift of discipleship is not based on what I want, but on peaceful contentment of His love for me. This is contradictory to all of my human desires. Yet, I have learned over and over again to trust in God. He had taught me what is really necessary and required to be joyful with the little of this world, but a lot of Him. I know that my faith is not perfect, and that's why He is still refining it each day. The readings today talk much about trust. Trust not in a system, not in an ideology, but trust in the person of God and His promise and His divine providence for us, even though we do not know why. Why things were permitted the way they did, or the timing that they happened to be. To trust in God is not just about one particular time or in a short time frame, but to look and know that He wills and desires your and my happiness. Not just now, but for eternal life. He wills and desires your and my happiness for eternal life. Just like the second reading from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul reminds us that if Christ had not been raised from the dead, your faith and my faith would be in vain, and we would be the most despicable people in the world. But yet, Christ rose from the dead. Therefore, we have to trust in God's bigger plan, the power of His divine love, especially His promise that if we abide with Him, we shall have life, and that without Him, we are nothing. Jesus Christ had conquered the world by transforming the evil that was given to Him with the ultimate price of His love for us, by the shedding of His blood on the cross for us, in laying down His life for us. He has told us that throughout the gospel, even though we will be persecuted or hated by others, misunderstood, or do not get what we want according to worldly standards, our reward will be great in the life to come, which is not calculated or measured by quantifiable measure or standards, but by the quality of our love for Him and the quality of His love for us. Therefore, to love is to trust, and to trust requires patience. And as Mother Angelica once said, to be patient is adjusting your time and my time to God's own time.